The Public News Service DOA Newscast, May the 31st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to North Dakota, where human rights voices are calling attention to laws deemed hostile to LGBTQ individuals. They say it's part of a movement led by national groups and that it doesn't align with how the state governs itself.
The recent legislative session saw North Dakota and its GOP-led legislature take a big leap into so-called culture wars by passing laws such as one that bans gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Jeff Witrowski of the Human Rights Campaign says in the U.S. there's been nearly 1,700 of these types of bills in the past decade. He says organizations such as the Family Policy Alliance are working hard to get them passed in conservative state houses.
These organizations have a worldview that just does not comport with a pluralistic society where LGBTQ people are allowed to live freely.
In 2021, a trio of these groups joined forces to fund policy efforts, citing the need to protect children's bodies and minds. Witrowski says they often have template legislation for lawmakers to use while pledging to help pay for legal costs if a state ends up facing a legal challenge. I'm Mike Moen reporting.
Groups including the Family Policy Alliance could not be reached for comment. Now from the Independent, five tenants of the Iowa apartment building that collapsed Sunday are still unaccounted for. That from city officials at a press conference on Tuesday afternoon. The Independent reports more than 36 hours after the rear section of a six-story apartment complex collapsed, Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson revealed local police have been unable to locate the five residents. Meantime, parents in New York and across the U.S. want to see schools improve kids' mental health, that according to a recent survey.
The National PTA survey finds 72% of parents support schools providing mental health services for students. New York's recently passed 2024 budget allocates $50 million to expand mental health services for school-aged children and to fund school-based mental health services. At a National PTA town hall, Dr. Kathleen Ethier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said communication between schools and families is key to improving youth mental health.
Parents can really increase schools' understanding of challenges facing students, identify potential gaps in support, act as champions as needed for school-based services and supports. But that's really why it's so important to strengthen those positive relationships.
She says this broadens the community of support for students, which can't come soon enough for New York. The CDC's 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey finds poor mental health and suicidality in students increased between 2011 and 2021. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service. Now to Tennessee, where the rapidly growing Hispanic population made remarkable strides in college enrollment and educational attainment. That's according to a recent analysis by the U.S. Census Bureau.
The number of Hispanics ages 18 to 24 enrolled in college increased to 2.4 million in 2021. Emily Labandera with Excelencia in Education says its mission is to accelerate Latino student success in higher education. This came about from its knowledge of the community and the data that's tracked with the census report that the Latino community has been growing for decades in the nation.
The future of our country for an improved workforce, civic leadership, the economy, and really looking ahead to the future, this is an important community and group to pay attention to because of those key statistics and population demographics.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
As Women's Health Month comes to an end, an expert is emphasizing the need for increased health care and screenings for women throughout the year, starting with early adulthood in North Carolina.
Dr. Donna O'Shea with United Healthcare stresses the importance of cultivating healthy habits in teenage girls, including proper nutrition, exercise, sleep, and mental health care. These are formative years during which mental health care is particularly crucial, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic.
We found that 57% of high school girls have experienced persistent feelings of sadness in the last year. And if we just look back about 10 years ago, that number was only 36%.
Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, Alex Gonzalez lets us know that Nevadans will have the opportunity to learn more and weigh in on a proposed public lands rule that shifts the Bureau of Land Management's focus to prioritize wildlife conservation and protecting cultural resources.
Tomorrow, the BLM invites the public to an in-person meeting in Reno to better understand the proposal. Executive Director for the Nevada Wildlife Federation, Russell Coleman, says the measure would help the agency put conservation efforts on par and act as a balance with recreational and commercial uses of public land, such as grazing, energy development, and camping.
The land is not built for continuous extraction without some conservation in order to make it sustainable. And what this conservation ruling does is hopefully take a big step in that direction.
Coleman recognizes the BLM is getting pulled in a lot of different directions because of the scope of work they're required to do.
According to the agency, about 1.3 million acres of sagebrush are degraded annually. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.